בוקר טוב, שבוע טוב. We know last year, תפשין סמכת, was שנת שמיטה. שנת שמיטה הזמין, ראש חודש תשרי, from ראש השנה, first day of תשרי, until the end of the year, we have all דיני שמיטה. We're not allowed to work in the field. Everything what really growing in Shnat Shmita, all the fruit, vegetables, have Gdushat Shvit. Moreover, if any fruit start to growing before Shnat Shmita, but it continue to growing a lot in Shnat Shmita, still, זה פירות אב קדושת שביעית. People would stay on the tree in שנת שמיטה, and we collect this after שנת שמיטה, it means this year, תפשין סמכתת, also the fruit of דיני שמיטה. And this, למעשה, what the Rambam teach us in the first paragraph, באחד בתשרי, ראש השנה לשמיטים וליובלות. פירות שישית שנכנסו לשביעית, אם היו תבואה או קטניות או פירות האילן והגיעו לעונת המעשרות קודם ראש השנה, הרי אלו מותרים. אף על פי שאוסף אותם בשביעית, הרי הם כפירות שישית לכל דבר. If the fruit is ready on the tree before שנת שמיטה, and technically I collect this from the tree in שנת שמיטה, still the פירות don't have קדושת שביעית. ואם לא באו לעונת המעשרות אלה אחר ראש השנה, but if the most of the fruit growing in שנת שמיטה, הרי אל כפירות שביעית. Base, famous הלכה. But, זה שלה, on this Rambam, and we have the שלה in the last line in first paragraph, he say, אך ראש השנה שלהם, ט"ו בשבט. כן כתב השלה. Is mean, אני בדי השלה, שנת שמיטה have two parts. Part one about דיני הקרקע. What we're not allowed to work in the field, we're not allowed to do anything to the tree, what we do in normal year, this start from ראש השנה and end in כ"ט אלול, full year. But about קדושת הפירות, קדושת פירות שביעית, comes a shla and teach us gdushat perot shvit start from tu bishvat tafshin samechet until tu bishvat tafshin samechtet. It means tonight. Every fruit, vegetable, what growing in tafshin samechtet, tishrei cheshvan kislev tevet av shvat, the fruit have קדושת שביעית. The vegetable have קדושת שביעית. This is very, very interesting. שיטה. Normally, we understand more clearly שיטת הרמב"ם. שנת שמיטה is one period of time, from ראש השנה to the end of the year. All the דינים would belong to the land, to the tree, to the fruit, start and end, and same time. Comes the שלה and say, no, no, no. And what end? When Tavshin Samechet over, we're allowed to walk in our field, to plant, to plow, everything. But every fruit was going until Tu Bishvat, still have Gdushat Shviit, and Gdushat Shviit end from Tu Bishvat, Tavshin Samechet. And my first question is, how we explain the argument between the Rambam and the Shla? And to make this question more deep, when we look in third paragraph in the Torah Kohanim, we find on the pasuk Shnat Shabbaton Yeh La'aretz Kevan Sheyatzat Shviit Af Al Pi Sheperoteha Shmita Mutar Ata La'asot Melacha Begufo Shel Ilan. Tavshin Samechet is over, but still the fruit is פרוט אוף שמיטה, אבל פירותיו אסורים עד ט"ו בשבט, פירה פלואים. זה תורת כהנים, סמל ארתו, אשלה. How the Rambam can argue with תורת כהנים? תנאים. איזה תורת כהנים say black and white, שמיטה have two parts. About עבודת הקרקע, everything starts from ראש השנה to the end of the year. About קדושת הפירות, from two בשבט, תפשין סמכת, to two בשבט, תפשין סמכתת. How we explain this שיטה? היא שיטת השלה. What the source of the שלה is the תורת כהנים. This is our first question. I would like today to start a little bit with long dash about Tisha B'Av, because normally we have שיעורים, אלת שיעורים, about Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, all the holidays. But Tu Bishvat, בהלוכה, this is, you can check and see, we don't have so many ענייני הלוכה, what we hear at שיעורים. I would like to start, because we stay close to Tu Bishvat, a very, very interesting insight from הלוכה aspect about Tu Bishvat, and this will connect us to the דברי האגדה will take place immediately after. But in the meantime, this is our first question, how we explain the argument between the Rambam and the Shla about קדושת פירות שביעית. דעת הרמב״ם, קדושת פירות שביעית, start from Rosh Hashanah and end in the end of the year, all תשס"ח, להסתיר שנה שמיטה, דעת השלה, קדושת פירות שביעית, start from ט"ו בשבט תשס"ח, to ט"ו בשבט תשס"ט. And the תורת כהנים, the ספרה, same as the Shla. How we explain this argument? Question number two. זה גמרא, in ראש השנה, in פרוגפור, teach us what is unique about ט"ו בשבט, אחד בשבט ראש השנה לאילן. This is אליבא דבית שמאי, אליבא דבית הלל, וסליס ט"ו בשבט. מה היא תמה? אמר רבי אלעזר, אמר רב הושעיה, הואיל ויצאו רוב גשמי שנה. הואיל ויצאו רוב גשמי שנה. What is mean? רש"י explain to us, in paragraph 6, הועיל ויצאו רוב גשמי שנה in the second line, שכבר עבר רוב ימות הגשמים, שהוא זמן רביעה, ועלה השרף באילנות, ונמצאו הפירות חנותים מעטה. What Rashi said, very clear, ט"ו בשבט, most of the rain behind us, and we can see the beginning of the new fruit start to growing on the tree. This is mean, הועיל ויצאו רוב גשמי שנה. Most of the rain behind us, and everything started to growing. Fine. Rashi explained, כשאת גמרא. בתוספות, in paragraph 5, explain differently. באחד בשבט, מה הייתה מה? מפרש למה לבית הלל כמו לבית שמי, אלא כמה נקה. תוספות start and say what I explain about אחד בשבט, this is אליבא דבית שמי. אליבא דבית הלל, everything is obviously same, but about ט"ו בשבט, and תוספות say, second line, וכל החנותים קודם זמן הזה, היינו על גשמי שנה שלפני תשרי. פילה פלואים. תוספות come and say to us, what is ט"ו בשבט? Everything what growing, every fruit what growing, is from the rain will take place when? Last year. It means all the rain will take place in this year, Tavshin Samechtet, Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev Tevet. Abshvat, all the rain will take place in this year, start to affect the tree and the fruit from when? T'u Bishvat. From T'u Bishvat. This is the explanation what also explains. Interesting. The argument between Rashi and Tosfot. What is mean ט"ו בשבט? Aliba de Rashi, ט"ו בשבט is most of the rain behind us, everything start growing. Aliba de Tosfot, ט"ו בשבט is everything was growing until today from rain from last year, and the rain from this year start to affect the tree, the fruit from ט"ו בשבט. These two understanding about ט"ו בשבט is argue, is מחלוקת, between המוראים and the ירושלמי, in paragraph 7. רבי זעירא ורבי הילה, רבי אלעזר בשם רב הושעיה, אחד אמר, כבר יצאו רוב גשמי שנה. כולה. וכבר רובה של תקופה מבחוץ. This is Russia. Most of the rain behind us. חרונה אמר, עד כאן הם חיים, ממי שנה שעברה. מכאן ואילך הם חיים ממי השנה הבאה. אנטיל דו בשבט אברסינג וואט גרואינג איז פרום זה ריי פרום לסט יר. זה ריין פרום זיס יר סטארט טו אפקט זה טרין פרום דו בשבט. בלק און ווייט. רשי בתוספות איז ארגי בטווין המוראים את זה ירושלמי. My second question is, why תוספות? Explain פשט גמרא. In Rosh Hashanah. Pshat would not fit in Divrei HaGemara. The Gemara say what is Tu Bishvat, or Il V'yatzu Rov Bishmei Shana. It means the Gemara say clearly, same with Rashi. Most of the rain behind us, everything started to go on. This is Tu Bishvat. Kavos would say, no, no, no. What is Tu Bishvat? Everything was going until today, until Tu Bishvat, from rain from last year. From Tu Bishvat, from rain from this year. Why Tosfot? Explain his pshat. In Divrei HaGemara, when the Gemara say clearly, black or white, same as Rashi. What bring Tosfot to bring pshat in Gemara, what don't fit in Divrei HaGemara? Clear. This is question number two. One more question, number three. We know, when we take apple, orange, and we say by mistake, ברוך אתה השם אלוקינו מלך העולם, בורא פרי אדמה, is okay. This is משנה, עם ברוכס, פרוגרף 8, בירך על פירות האילן, בורא פרי אדמה, יצא. is okay. comes the Gemara and say, in פרוגרף 8, מנתנה, third line, מנתנה, דעיקר אילן, ארעי, who say, the tree is land, what I can say on the fruit, what going on the tree, בורא פרי אדמה is okay. אמר רב נחמן בר יצחק, רבי יהודאי. What רבי יהודאי exactly say? We know, when we have field with fruit, fruit from שבע סמינים obviously, when the fruit start growing, the farmer go to the field, he checks the beginning of the fruit of every tree, he put some sign around, and later when he's growing, he brings this word, ביקורים, פשוט. He collect from every tree the beginning of every fruit would grow and he put this in a nice basket, brings to Yerushalayim Bikurim. Fine. And what he say when he bring Bikurim? Eveti mireshit pri ha'adama asher natata li. This is my field. This is a tree would growing in my field. Thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. The first, the beginning I bring for you. Now look what happened. This man checks the tree from time to time, everything is growing well, and he say to himself, tomorrow, I will walk to my field to cut the fruit. I decide to travel to Yerushalayim. Night before, some people come to his field, cut all the trees. He walk in the after, wow. All the trees, some in the area, some out from the area, on the floor. In one hand, Bikurim he can bring because he recognizes the beginning of the fruit because he has a sign around the tree. Yes, it's not a problem. But the question is, if he can still say, Eveti, מראשית פרי האדמה אשר נתת לי. Because you don't bring from the land. Because the tree now, when he cuts the fruit from the tree, what happened to the tree? Is not connected to the land? To the dirt? Is he can't say or not? Comes the Gemara and say, paragraph 8, מנתנה דעיקר אילן הרו, רב נחמן בר יצחק, אמר רב נחמן בר יצחק, רבי יהודאי, דתנן, יבש המעיין, נקצץ האילן, מביא ואינו קורא. רבי יהודה אומר, מביא וקורא. רבי יהודה come and say, you can bring and say, הבאתי מראשית פרי האדמה שנתת לי. What's the problem? Why? Because what is a tree? What is a tree? It's a piece of land, אדמה. I can't say, הבאתי מראשית פרי האדמה שנתת לי. Fine. Comes the Rambam, paragraph 10, comes the Rambam and say, בירך על פירות האילן בורא פרי האדמה, יצא. גוד, כמו מי? כמו רבי יהודה. בירך על פירות האילן בורא פרי אדמה, יצא. פרוגרף 11, הפריש ביקוריו ויבש המעיין, הוא נקצץ האילן, he pick the fruit, but before he cut the fruit from the tree, somebody cut the tree, מביא ואינו קורא. לפי שזה כמי שאין לו קרקע, שערי עבדה. מביא ואינו קורא. He's the Rambam contradict himself. And one hand, the Rambam say what? What the Rambam say in one hand? בירך על פירות האלה בורא פרי אדמה יצא. It's no problem, but in other hand, if somebody cuts a tree, he bring ביקורים, but he cannot say, הבאתי מראשית פרי האדמה, אשר נתת לי. Why not? If he can, if he said Bore Pri Adama, why cannot say Hebeti Mereshit Pri Adama Shenatatan? It's contradiction in the Rambam. This is the three simple, clear question, and the answer will come very clear, brief, and short. Again, before we answer this question, for 1 minute, 60 seconds, question number one. We find argue between Rambam and the Shla. Gdushat Perot Shvi'it. Start when? Aliba de Rambam from Rosh Hashanah, Shnat Shmita, to the end of the year. Aliba de Ashla, no, from Tu Bishvat Shnat Shmita to Tu Bishvat year after. And the Teras Kohanim is the source of the Shla. What we see inside. The question is, how we explain this argument between the Rambam on one end, Teras Kohanim, Shla and Azarim. And obviously part of this question, how the Rambam can argue with the Teras Kohanim. Question number two. We find two explanations, what is Tu Bishvat. Da'at Rashi, what is Tu Bishvat? Most of the rain behind us, everything starts to growing. This is Tu Bishvat. Fine. Da'at Tosfot, no. What is Tu Bishvat? Everything what growing until Tu Bishvat is from rain from last year. Everything what growing from Tu Bishvat is from rain what take place in this year. This means the rain of this year start to affect the land, the tree, from Tu Bishvat. This is Da'at Tosfot. Fine. But the question is, why Tosfot explain what he explained in the Gemara? When the Gemara say black and white, same as Rashi. And the last question is, on one hand we find in the Rambam, Birech al perot ha'ilan bore pri adama yetza. Because ilan is adama. In other hand, if somebody have tree, and somebody cuts a tree, he bring bikurim from this tree, but he don't say, Eveti mireshit pri adama. Why he don't say mireshit pri adama? If he say bore pri adama, it's okay. Good, clear, brief, tileploin. Comes the Yerushalmi and say to us, on this Mishnah, Birech al perot ha'ilan bore pri adama yetza. What the Yerushalmi come and say? Paragraph 9, Birech al perot ha'ilan bore pri adama yetza. Second line, Rabbi Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. The Rabbi Yudah, if you can put line, the Rabbi Yudah avid et ha'ilanot kekashim. Ad kan. Rabbi Yudah understand what is the essence on the tree. What is the essence of the trunk of the tree? Straw. Straw. What delivery the mineralim from the ground, from the root to the foot. Straw. We have tie straw, we have big straw. It depends how much the trunk is big. But it's straw. זה הכל. This Rabbi Yudah avid את האילן כקשים. קש. קש is straw. רבו ישראל, we have Rosh Hashanah for wheat. Rosh Hashanah for barley? Definitely not. Why not? Because if you remember, last time when you cut barley from the field, when you was young, or wheat, what we do with the barley what we cut? This is exactly what? Straw. On this straw, growing seed, wheat and barley. And sometimes you can drink shoko with this straw. It's no problem. It's real straw. Definitely, it's not relevant to make Rosh Hashanah for a straw. If Rabbi Yudah understand every trunk of every tree, how much is big, have also status of straw, no way to make Rosh Hashanah for straw. Finish. If no way to make Rosh Hashanah for straw, Eze Mishnah tells us black and white, Tu Bishvat Rosh Hashanah la'ilanot. Eze Mishnah say black and white, doesn't mean we cannot make Rosh Hashanah. Eze Mishnah say, is obviously, Rabbi Yudah understand what is Tu Bishvat? Is only sign in the nature. Sign in the nature. Everything was growing until Tu Bishvat from rain from last year. Rain from this year start to affect the tree from Tu Bishvat. This is sign in the nature. Only this is Tu Bishvat. Is because it's sign in the nature, nature you cannot change also in Shnat Shemitah. You cannot change the nature. Is Mimele. If you cannot change the nature in Shnat Shemitah, is also in Shnat Shemitah, all the rain what take place last year, Tishrei, Tavshin Samechei, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevet, until Tu Bishvat. This is Shnat Shemitah, officially in the calendar, But this rain don't affect the tree. When this rain start to affect the tree, when? When, no, no, in Tuvishmat. Until when? Until tomorrow. Until year after. Until Tuvishmat take place again. Correct? Is mimele aliba de Rabbi Yehuda gdushat haperot of Shnat Shmita must take place from Tuvishmat to Tuvishmat. Why? Because Tuvishmat is sign in the nature. What sign is the nature? Every rain will take place before Tu Bishvat, not affect the land, not affect the tree. Is rain will take place in Shnat Shemitah, last year, when it starts to affect the tree? In Tu Bishvat, last year, until Tu Bishvat, this is the Rabbi Yehuda. And Tosfot tells us in paragraph 12, Rabbi Yehuda Yedetna Neve Shamaya, Nira de Alacha, Ke Rabbi Yehuda, please put line. Tosfot Paskan Ki Rabbi Yehuda. What is mean Paskan Ki Rabbi Yehuda? The trunk of the tree. What the essence of the trunk is what? No. Straw, cash. If it's cash, not shaykh to make real Tu Bishvat to the tree. Is what is Tu Bishvat? Only what sign in the nature. Tosfot Peshitosri in Rosh Hashanah must explain what is Tu Bishvat, not Pshat HaGemara. Because Tosfot Paskan Kemo Mi. Tosfot Paskan Kemo Mi. כמו רבי יהודה, and aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, the essence of the tree is straw. We not make Tu Bishvat for straw, is, but still Tu Bishvat take place in the Mishnah. How we explain this? The explanation is sign in the nature. This brings Tosot in Rosh Hashanah to explain against Pshat HaGemara, because Tosot Leshitosoi, what he passed can Rabbi Yehuda beBroches, and Rabbi Yehuda understand what we find in the Yerushalmi, what is the essence of the tree is straw. Imele, this is a pshat in Tosfot. Aval Rambam, the Rambam all know. You know what is mean tree? You know what the essence of the trunk of the tree? Piece of land. Piece of land. Now, if it's piece of land, in one hand, birech al perot ha'ilan bore pri adamah, what is the din? Yatsa. In other hand, if somebody cut the tree, is mean my land move completely to other place. If my land moved to other place, I cannot say, Eveti mereshit pri ha'adama, asher natat ali. Because it's not more my adama, it's moved to other area. As lachem mevi ve'eno kore. Mevi bikurim ve'eno kore. This was the Rambam old. Now, if aliba de Rambam, trunk is piece of land, yes, and everything what growing is fruit, what growing from the land, we can celebrate Tu Bishvat. We can celebrate the day of Tu Bishvat. Rosh Hashanah le'ilanot. The food start to growing. The Torah Kohanim say, Kedushat HaPerot start from when? Tu Bishvat until Tu Bishvat. Stam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda. As mimele, Tosfot Rabbi Yehuda. And the Bavli Yeshitosam, the straw is, the trunk is what? Straw. And Rosh Hashanah is straw. He's only signing the nature. If he's only signing the nature, as mimele, also, in Shnat Shmita, Gdushat HaPerot start from Tu Bishvat to Tu Bishvat. It's still a plan. Rambam Pusek Kemo Chachamim. Rambam Pasken Kemo Chachamim. No Ki Rabbi Yehuda. And what Chachamim? Chachamim is Yerushalayim. Because the Rambam say, Tu Bishvat, Gdushat HaPerot must take place from Rosh Hashanah to the end of the year. What we understand before we read the Shnah. What brings the Rambam to Paskan in this way? Because he Paskan Kemo Chachamim. What is the essence of the tree? The essence of the tree is what? Is piece of Adama. Mimele, everything is complete. Yes, Rabbanan Shel Bavli understand what is trunk? Trunk is trunk. We have root, we have trunk, we have root. Trunk is trunk. This is Rabbanan Shel Bavli. Rabbanan Shel Yerushalmi, what is mean trunk? This is piece of land. And this was the Rama Paskin. And I give you Azariah. Azariah, Pileploin. Rabbi said, we neighbors, we share backyard together. What is the difference between your backyard and my backyard? We have a fence, what divide between our backyard. Fine. Good neighbors. I try to plant tree. Plant tree. In my backyard, it's good, no problem. I can plant the tree close to the border between you and me? No. Why not? Because if I plant the tree, all the wood can go under your area, it can distort all the pipes, what you have, it can make a lot of damage. I need to take the tree far From the border. How much? The Gemara saying, Ma'abat Adav Kofchet, 16 Amah. It means 8 meter. Because if I plant the tree here, far from the border, also the root was growing in my area, and a little bit came past to your area, but it's not so strong to destroy, to make any damage. Fine. מרחיקים את הים מן הגדר, וזיין אמה. Good? Comes the Rambam and say no. That's the Gemara come and say, in between your area and my area, we have rock. Rock will divide between the two parts. I can plant close to the border. Why? Because the rock will stop the root to move to your area. Clear and simple. Comes the Rambam and say no. Plant the tree close to the border. And the Rambam don't say because rock divide between your area to my area. Everybody ask again the Rambam, famous Reb Chaim, Beskerov about this. Everybody talk about it. Very clear. Because anybody Rambam, what is the essence of the trunk? Adama is in my area, finish. I don't care about what is underground. I don't care about the root. The root is Adama mitachat l'adama. Adama mitachat l'adama, who care? By Adama is in my area, finish. What going under the Adama, אני אסתרות להשם אלוקנו, I not care. אז אם אלה, I can plant this close to you, make it. Fine. This is, בקיצור, interesting insight, how the ראשונים argue, what is to be שבט. If to be שבט is sign of the nature, to be שבט is really celebration of the beginning of the fruit, and this argue belong to the base question, based understanding what is the essence of the trunk. If the trunk is strong, the trunk is a piece of land, or the trunk is what? Trunk. What the Rabbanan and the Bavli understand. Clear? Fine. This is the first part. Now what do we say? We'll continue. And b'siyata d'ishmaya pileflam. Now we move to the halacha, to Agadah, we connect everything together. What do we say? Yesterday, Shabbos, we leave Egypt. When exactly was the day that we leave Egypt? Tedvar be-Nisan. Tedvar be-Nisan. Come Rashi and tells us in paragraph 18, for 1 minute, in paragraph 18, the system of the Makot, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish Mitzrayim, was 1 week. They have the punish. 3 weeks, Moshe and Aaron give warning. Paragraph 18. Minayin shivat yamin shelo haida shelo shava yor lekadmuto shehaita amaka meshameshet revi hachodesh v'shlosha cholakim haya ma'id u'matre bahem. In 3 weeks he gave warning. Rabbi say, makat bechorot take place when? Tetvav be'nisan. Makat choshech take place 1 month before. תדבב ב... אדר, interesting. In the time, the מצרים have חושך ואפלה. In same day, in the future, what we have? אורה ושמחה, פורים. Months before, תדבב באדר, what מכה take place? הרבה. When the הרבה take place? ט"ו בשבט. Interesting. מכת הרבה take place in ט"ו בשבט. Some connection between ט"ו בשבט ומכת הרבה. Say to me, come on, what connection? We can say, זה הרבה eat, והרבה אכל את כל העץ הצומח לכם מן השדה. הרבה eat completely, every tree. כל העץ הצומח לכם מן השדה. Okay, but how is this connected? דו בשבט. How do we explain this? פילה פלוין. הרבה, you know, every מכה, what the Kodesh Baruch Hu give to Egypt. Chazal say in paragraph 19, Tana devei chizkiya k'tiv, ונגף השם את מצרים, נגוף ורפו. נגוף ורפו. נגוף למצרים, ורפו לישראל. Every punish for them, if we understand the lesson from the Makkah, is medicine for us. Refuah for us. נגוף ורפו. And it's so interesting, somebody told me, Zay Minag, from Europe, old Minag. You know, in Leila Seder, when you come to the Ten Makot, with a finger, we take a few drops of wine, down, tzpardea, can into the plate. What we do with this wine, what we drop to the plate, we don't put back in the plate, because we don't bring this wine. But somebody told me, Zei Minan is after the Leila Seder over to collect all these drops, to put this in a bottle of wine, and if somebody sick through the ear, we give him to drink a little bit from this wine. Why? Because כל המחלה אשר שמתי במצרים לא אשים עליך, כי אני השם רופאיך. אז כל המחלה אשר שמתי במצרים, פורס נגוף למצרים, ורפו לישראל. Interesting, הנה. פילה פלוי. מעניין. But this bring us definitely to understand the essence of every מכה. If we understand the essence of the מכה, this can protect us. רבו ישראל, מכת הרבה. Very interesting makkah. What is unique about this makkah? This makkah, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring to Mitzrayim, never, arbe, we have 8 different kind of arbe. For example, look the posuk in paragraph 20. Yeter ha-gazam achal ha-arbe, yeter ha-arbe achal ha-yelek, ויתר הילק אכל חסיל, חסיל, ילק, הרבה, גזם, different kinds of הרבה. And we have other, we have 8 different kinds of הרבה. Now listen, be employed. When they arrive, they never arrive by himself. They come thousands and thousands together. Huge groups of הרבה arrive to land, they eat everything, they move to the other field, from field to field. This makes Shlomo HaMelech very impressed. Very impressed. Why? Shlomo HaMelech say in paragraph 21 in Mishlei, Arba'im Ktanei Eretz. We have 4 animals, but they're very, very small. Ve'em ha-chachamim mechukamim. And they're very smart. One, nemalim am lo'az, v'yachinu b'kayitz lachman. Shfanim am lo'atzum, v'yasimu b'sela b'itam. Ot relevan foras pasuk of Zayin. Melech! אין להרבה. ויצא חוצץ כולו. מצודות ציון, אקספיין פרוגו 22, ויצא חוצץ, מאוסף ומקובץ. לא בדיליד הרבה, מלך אין להרבה, זה don't have any king to lead them, but still, when they decide to move from one place to other place, they move together. They never come one after the other. This makes them a מלך very impressed. Wow, nobody leads them, and they come together. Great. But in the same time, what is make Shlomo HaMelech very impressed on one end, Shlomo HaMelech also teach us something negative about the Arbe. Yes, they arrive together, but they're not one. They don't have unity between them. Take example, people take plan. 300 people in the plan. Sometimes you can see, you don't know anybody, nobody knows the other. They stay in the same place, in the same box, in the plan. But we not find any unity between them. No one connect to the other. Exactly same, הרבה. In one hand, they arrive together. But because they come together, this don't make them what? One. How I know? Because מלך אין לה הרבה. What is the purpose of מלך? What other name king have in the Torah? אחד העם. What is אחד העם? He take all the nation and make from the nation what? He make from the nation what? אחד. He bring everyone together. ויהי בשור מלך בהתאסף ראשי עם יחד. יחד. He bring, he make from everyone one. This is אחד העם. מלך אין לה הרבה is in one and is very impressed because they come together. But after peace they come together they're not אחד. Clear and ברור. Now רבו ישראל. We live Egypt. Who also live with us? וגם ערב רב. רבו ישראל, who is ערב רב? If ערב רב is Egyptians, מצרים, מצרים, what the Torah don't say? מצרים. וגם מצרים עלו איתם. If they convert, welcome. We convert, no problem. כדת מוישי בישראל. What kind of title is ערב רב? Name what we use so many times. What's the explanation? You know what is mean ערב רב? The essence of our nation is Umi ke'amcha Yisrael
גוי אחד בארץ. We אחד. Remember Aman HaRasha? What Aman HaRasha say? Look this nation. ישנו עם אחד. The one. אף על פי מפוזר, מפורד, בכל מדינות מלכותיך, stay all over, spread, all over the world, stay, but עם אחד. The essence of us is אחד. ערב רב, would like to bring other concepts in our life. The system to judge everything, not אחד, not unity, רב, אלת. Somebody at אלת, he is great. He is my friend. He is in. He don't develop. He don't exist. In any area, in any field. The way to judge people, how much a lot they have. They have a lot, great. They don't have nothing. Interesting. Erev Rav in the Torah have other name. What is the other name of the Erev Rav in the Torah? Asafsuf. What does it mean asafsuf? Not in the slang Hebrew. In the real Hebrew, what does it mean asafsuf? People what collect, and after they collect, they're not satisfied about what they collect because they feel they don't have enough and they want to collect more. Asafsuf is lesof and to continue lesof and to go and to again lesof. This is asafsuf. The essence of this group, a lot of people would leave Egypt and come with us. They want to bring new concept in our life. They want, we will judge everything, we will have wrong perspective about people. If they have a lot in any field, they exist. They don't have, they don't exist. You remember Esav and Yaakov? What Esav said to Yaakov? Achi, yesh li rav. I have so much. Take a little bit. What Yaakov said to him? Yesh li kol. What does it mean yesh li kol? Also, if I don't have anything, I have everything. Because by me, the perspective of everything that we have or don't have is different from you. My brother, by you, if you have a lot, you in. By me, if I know to bring everything together, this makes me happy, this makes me rich, this makes me special. Yesh li kol. Also, when I don't have anything, I have everything. To make this a little bit more deep, famous Gemara teach us in paragraph 24, De'amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Vayikra Yaakov el Banav, ויאמר, אאספו ואגיד עליכם. ביקש יעקב לגלות לבניו קץ הימים. יעקב would like to say to the children about the end of the days, when exactly it takes place. נסתלקה ממנו שכינה. He forget. אמר, אוי ואי, שמא חס ושלום יש במיטתי פסול. Maybe something wrong by my children. כאברהם שיצא ממנו ישמעאל. כאבי יצחק שיצא ממנו עשיו. אמרו לו בניו, שמע ישראל השם אלוקינו, השם אחד. כשם שאין בלבך אלא אחד, כך אין בלבנו אלא אחד. פיימס גמרא, רבו יסי פילה פלואים. יעקב אבינו, הוא want to bless the children? He want to tell them, סליחה, after he bless the children, he want to tell them about the end of the days? He forget? אוי ואי, maybe something wrong with children. What wrong? What wrong? The children are growing with Abba, with Saba, in the last 17 years of his life. He know every one of the children, grandchildren, daughter-in-law, everyone. What psul Yaakov worry the children have? עד כדי כך? כאחי? כאבי יצחק שיצא ממנו עשיו? One of the children is עשיו? One of the children is ישמעאל? What Yaakov אבינו don't recognize the children? But the Torah, the Chazal don't tell us what kind of psul. This what, only the Chazal say, שמה יש psul. But when you look deep in the Gemara, Chazal really say the psul, what Yaakov worry. We know from the answer of the children, Abba, don't worry. Shema Yisrael, Yisrael Abba. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Keshem she'en belibcha ela Echad. Abba, all your life is Echad. Also our life is Echad. Don't worry. The perspective of life, what we have, is not Rav. We not look at situation if it's a lot or not a lot. Chaz v'chalila, exactly what you have, Echad. Is Yaakov Avinu worry, Shema yesh psul b'manav ki Yishmael ki Esav? What's the perspective of life of Yishmael and Esav? Rav, Elat, if you have Elat, you in. Rating, numbers, this make you special. But Echad, come on, who care about Echad? Abba, don't worry. We still stay with Echad, same what you stay with Echad. It's so interesting insight in this Gemara. Is we understand the essence of the Arbe, what Arbe represent, הרבה represent, זה name, הרבה, אלת. What stay against זה הרבה, this is three. What is three? If I ask you what is three, I get on the spot 10 answers. What is three? Some people can say trunk. Some people can say fruit. Some people can say leaves and branch. Everyone can say what he understands about tree. But tree is everything together. We need the root, we need the trunk, we need the fruit, we need the leaves, we need the flowers, we need everything. Not way to come to the goal is mean to eat from the tree, to have the fruit. Every part is necessary all the time. Also when we have the fruit on the tree, if I really want to keep this fruit great and sweet, I still need to have the leaves and the trunk and the root and everything. Tree represent more from anything else. What is mean what? Echad. Many pieces, many parts, but make from all of them echad. This is tree. From this reason, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu create us, he say to us, sir, look, every day in your mirror, what is your mirror? Tree. Ki ha'adam etz ha'sadeh. האדם את השדה. Have life, what you know to combine everything together. If you know to bring everything together, you're a satisfied person in the world. This is the essence of the tree. What stay against tree is הרבה. הרבה would like to destroy it, this kind of concept, what tree represents. Because הרבה is completely the opposite of the tree. And from this reason, so nice, in Paragraph 25, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Adam, the Pasuk say, Pasuk Zayin, I read only the beginning of few Pasukim, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim et Adam, afar min Adama. Pasuk Tet. Vayatzmach Hashem Elokim et Pasuk Chet. Vayita Hashem Elokim gam be'eben. Pasuk Tet. Vayatzmach Hashem Elokim min Adama, kol etz nechmad lemare v'tov lemachal. Hashem Elokim take place only when HaKadosh Baruch Hu create us, when he creates a tree. Because we and tree, exactly same. Tree growing up, we also need to growing up. Tree make fruit, we also need to make fruit. Anything else don't make fruit exactly how tree and we make. How we make tree fruit? How tree make fruit? The tree stay and he make fruit all the time. We also stay and we make fruit all the time. Not only we build new generation. Everyone in this field, everyone in this area, build and create and develop everything. Anything else in the nature, what make fruit is difference. For example, any animals, what create new generation, what kind of fruit is? Copy. Every monkey ever has a generation of monkeys. Donkey, exactly same. Show molit show, chamor molit chamor, is look exactly same. What make difference between ox, 1 day old, or 1 year old, as a 300 pound. Nothing else except this. But it's exactly same. Exactly same. Vegetables. You plant seed, the seed is destroyed, vegetables growing. Only tree. And Adam. The tree stay, we stay, and we make fruit all the time. From this reason. If we remember to growing same with tree, up and up, what we eat, what stay up. The fruit on the tree. He going up, and we stay in this level, and we can enjoy from the fruit of the tree. But if Chas v'Chalila, Adam, don't growing up, he do the wrong thing, he going down and down, what he find close to the ground? Grass. We eat also grass? Animals. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Adam HaRishon, after he punish him, in paragraph 26, ולאדם אמר, כי שמעת לכל אשתך, ותאכל מן העץ אשר ציוויתיך לאמור, לא תאכל ממנו, ארורה האדמה בעבורך, בעיצבון תאכל לה כל ימי חייך, פסוק י"ח, וקוץ ודרדר תצמיח לך, תצמיח לך, ואכלת את עשב השדה. אם זה גמרא, פרוגרף 27 תלזר, אמר רבי יהושע, בשעה שאמר הקדוש ברוך הוא לאדם, וקוץ ודרדר תצמיח לך האדמה, זלגו עיניו דמעות. וואו, הקדוש ברוך הוא, I go to eat with the same plate, what my donkey eat. הקדוש ברוך הוא say, yes. אמר לפניו ריבונו של עולם, אני וחמורי, myself and my donkey will eat from the same plate, נאכל ביבוס אחד, yes. You deserve this, this is what you're going to eat. Exactly same, אישה סוטה, עם פרוגרף 28, והביא האיש את אשתו אל הכהן, והביא את קורבנה עליה עשירית היפה, קמח שעורים. What kind of קורבן? זה אז מבריק for his wife, קמח שעורים, ברלי. Why ברלי? זה גמרא, זה משנה in paragraph 29, tells us, in the less line, רבן גמליאל אומר, כשם שמעשיה מעשה בהמה, כך קורבנה מאכל בהמה. It means what we eat, explain where we stay. If we eat only מפרי העץ, we're going in the right way. If חס וחלילה we eat from עשב השדה, we walk in the wrong way, down and down. This is the essence of the tree. From this reason, every new beginning, from the day one, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Adam, cross all the generations, every new beginning, start with tree. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Adam, what he do? Vayita Hashem Gan Be'eden. And he put Adam in Gan Eden. We leave Egypt, paragraph 30. Vayasa Moshe et Yisrael miyam suf. We leave Mitzrayim, Kriyat Yam Suf, take place. We travel 3 days in the Midbar. We don't have real water. We complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Afei. Vayitzak El Hashem. Vayoreu Hashem Etz. Vayashlech El Amayim. Vayoreu Hashem Etz. Chazal explained paragraph 21. Vayoreu is mini teacher. רבי שמעון בר יוחאי אמר, דבר מן התורה הראו, שנאמר, ויוראו, ויראו, אין כתיב, he don't show him, he teach him, אלא ויוראו, what he teach him, the essence of the tree, and God teaches to עם ישראל, to bring everything together, to understand process is part of the goal, if something going difficult, never give up, not complain all the time, step by step, you see how everything fit, and bring you to the right place, and you eat the sweet fruit, exactly same, interesting. Paragraph 32. Gemara in Gittin, interesting Gemara, interesting custom. Ave neige, ki ave mityaled yenuka. When baby, boy born, shatlei, ima and abba, go to the backyard and the plan, tree, arza. Yenukta, baby girl, ima and abba, plan, shatlei turnita, other kind of tree. The tree growings, the children growings. The time of the wedding take place, וחייב ומין סבי. What אמא אינה בגו? Do with a boy and the girl was going in the meantime. They go back to the backyard. They cut 2 branches from the tree of the boy. 2 branches from the tree of the girl. And what they do with this? Sticks to the chupa. קייצלו ועבדו גננה. New beginning, new life, new generation with three. With three. All that, this is essence. To bring everything together. What stay behind this? One lesson, what I say, three represent, all the process is part of the goal, is a had. To try to take all the pieces in our life and to see the big picture, how much we can. Not only to deal with details, important to deal with details, but to combine it to the big picture. Other lesson, what the three have, Tilek Lohim. What we say in the beginning, what is the essence of the trunk? Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda? Straw. Aliba de Chachamim של הירושלמי, piece of dirt of land. Aliba de Chachamim of the Bavli, what is trunk? Trunk is trunk. This is exactly our life. In our life, number one, we, every one of us, straw. We, all our life, delivery. We deliver Torah, we deliver mitzvot, we deliver custom, we deliver midot to the children, to the family, to every people what stay around us in different circles. Everyone delivery and bring and come example and show other people what to do. It's first we store. To come real store, we need also to come to understand the other essence of the trunk. Piece of land. What is mean? When somebody comes store, and he delivery, sometimes he forget the delivery. He feel he is an owner. He feel he can do what he wants, to do this. He forget, because Baruch Hu give him knowledge, to do this and this, not only for himself, to deliver it to generations after. He forget, he feel he is big shot. He's come as an aspect of trunk and say, feel Adam, come from Adama. Feel humble, Adama. After this, you can find yourself trunk. You can see really, you create present. You, your personality, show present. You're special. You're unique. These two essence, what tree represent, we need to take to our life. One, to understand process is part of the goal, is not way to come to the goal. And the beautiful example, be applying, when we're going to eat tonight or tomorrow, Seder Tu Bishvat, Minag Yisrael, to bring some food from Tu Bishvat to the table, and to eat together, we see something interesting. What kind of fruit we eat first from Shiva Saminim? Olive. What is the second fruit? Date. What is the third fruit? Grape. Fourth fruit? Tehenah. Fifth fruit? Rimon, pomegranate. Why in this Seder? Because the Torah tells us, Eretz, Chita, Seora, 1-2, Gefen, Tehenah, Rimon is 3-4-5, and again, Eretz, Zeit Shemen, Udvash. Is what close to Eretz comes first. Is what we eat first? Olive. How we eat olive? It's very bitter. We hold this in our hand, we put this in our mouth, and immediately we take out the seed, because we not feel satisfied to put this in our mouth. But when you move to the second fruit, what is the second fruit? Date. It's very sweet. Oh, sweet. We put all the fruit in our mouth. Sometimes we keep the seed in our mouth for a few seconds. Because it's okay, it's satisfied, the taste is good. We move to the grape, what we eat. Sometimes we use seed, sometimes not. We see, depending on the seed is big or small. We come to the tehenah. What we eat in the tehenah? Everything, because the seed is so small, we cannot divide the seed from the fruit. We come to the pomegranate, what we eat only? The seed. What the seed was in the beginning, very bitter, very bad, what we cannot keep in our mouths, in the end, it's come very sweet. Everything is what? Process. And we need to bring everything together. When we bring everything together, and we understand our essence is echad, to bring a kol biyachad, and not to check everything, how much people have, this area, another area, numbers, rating, this is not Jewish life. Our life, we make ourselves strong from inside, not from outside. But in same times, we remember we strong to deliver everything. But we not forget this because we understand also our essence is also Adam Adama. What makes us humble? This creates great personality. And this is what Chazal bless one to each other. Ilan, Ilan, b'me'a v'rechecha. פירותיך מתוקים, אמת המים עוברת תחתיך, צילך נאה, you look great, your fruit is sweet, you make a lot chain, everything is beautifully. This is the ברכה, what חזל, bless one to each other. And from this reason, if somebody will tell you in a few minutes, break news, Mashiach arrived, and you have in your hand tree to plant, don't throw the plant, the tree, and run to say to him hello. חזל tells us in paragraph 20:35, רבי יוחנן בן זכאי היה אומר, אם הייתה נטייה בתוך ידך, ויאמרו לך, הרי המשיח, he arrived. Spontaneously, we leave everything we run to say to him, שלום עליכם. No, no, no. בואו נטע את הנטייה תחילה, ואחר כך צל להקבילו. If you leave everything and you run to say to him, שלום עליכם, you say, sir, why you stop in the middle of your job? What is the משיח? It's process. We cannot make shortcut. It's a time when he will decide to arrive, he will arrive. Not shortcut. We need to do what we need to do. We need to understand every step is part of the goal and not only way to come to the goal. In this way, Bezrat Hashem, Bezocher, in this year, to the bracha, what we say every Shabbos, what we ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ותיטענו בגבולנו. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will plan us in the right place. And also not, ועלינו לתוכה, ושמחנו בבניינה. Above everything is what? ונוכל מפיריה. And in this way, we really can make a lot of fruit, and healthy fruit, and good fruit, and בעזרת השם ובזוכה, in this year, to the גאולה שלנו.